Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Las Vegas, Nevada, and everyone around the world. It's the holiday time. We're in December, and you're listening to the voice of Karen Marie Campbell, creator of The Spirit Within You, Sacred Study Center and Wholeness Center. And the show you're listening to airs once a month with a clinically trained, certified aromatherapist and herbalist, Monica Berkestaff-Riley. You are listening to Ask the Aromatherapist, which is a once-a-month show that we air to give you information, to incite you and inspire you to bring action in your life when it comes to the essential oils and aromatherapy. It is not to take place of whatever you're currently doing with your practitioner, medical practitioner. It is just to bring into your awareness of the benefits as an educational purpose only, the essential oils. Now, if you'd like to go even deeper, we always state to you, please call Monica and she'll give you her information so you learn how to use the oils the correct way and that you will get the enhancement and whatever it is that you're wanting for your life out of the essential oil. So without further ado, Monica Berkestaff-Riley, are you there?
I am here, Karen Marie. Good morning and namaste. Namaste to our soulful spirits listening. And I just want to say that we are elated because not only because we're doing this show and bringing you this information, but also because we are celebrating our first year anniversary of Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff-Riley, sponsored by the
Absolutely.
Spirit Within You and my wonderful co-host, Karen Marie Campbell. And we're just delighted to be able to still bring this much needed and much sought after information to you all. So
and
without
further
ado, yes, please.
So that I can give you recognition and
yes.
recognition to our listening audience. Because of you, our listening audience, you made this possible. This show, Spirit Within You does multiple shows using Blog Talk Radio as a preferred platform.
Yes.
And this is the highest ranking show every month. It's Ask the Aromatherapist. And so I want to thank the listening audience. And most importantly, I want to thank you for always showing up, always giving information that's just so good that it allows us to be empowered to use the oils correctly. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, it's my calling and my pleasure, and I'm so grateful to our listening audience, those of you who continue to flood me with emails of inspiration and admiration and thanks and gratitude. You all just need to know that is my foundation to continue to be inspired to bring you this show every month. Your gratitude and support, it's endless, and I don't take it for granted. And that being said, today's call is especially healing and heart supportive. So grab your wellness journals and let's begin. And while you are getting your wellness journals, for those of you who may have just joined, you are listening to Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff Riley. I am Monica, and I am a certified holistic health practitioner with clinical expertise as a certified aromatherapist and master herbalist. Now, what that means is I am clinically trained to identify disease in the body, and I teach women and men how to reclaim your vim, vigor, and vitality with all natural essential oils and herbs and wonderful anti-aging serums and elixirs. And I strongly believe that you can create, you can restore your own youthful balance as you maintain your mind, body, and spirit synergy. So, ways that you can, if you like what you hear today, and if you would like to get in touch with me personally, you may email me at sistersage888@aol.com. You may tweet me at Vegas Holistic. You can pin me at Holistic Times. I welcome and I'm extending an invitation to you to join my Facebook group called Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff Riley, and you may text or phone me at area code 702-219-0084. So those are multiple ways to reach me, and I would love to hear from you. How I like to begin this call, as those of you who have been with us for 1 year, we are celebrating our one-year anniversary today, which is so exciting to us. I like to begin with the Ujjayi breath, which literally unleashes and awakens the Kundalini energy from our root chakra to our crown chakra. So please, if you would join me and sit up straight, with a straight back, your feet firmly planted and grounded. And as you inhale, you are literally going to inhale from your root chakra platform, from below your diaphragm. A deep inhale and then a deep exhale. So let's begin with the inhale. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 2, 3, 4. Whenever you find yourself in a stressful situation, whether you're dealing with in-laws or millennials or teenagers, or if you're driving and there are drivers around you with very conflicting and negative energy, please just take the time to do Ujjayi breath. And I like to inhale and exhale in that way 3 times, and that will actually help you to restore your centering and help you to get balanced and calm down your nervous system. That's very, very important. One of the reasons why I felt so compelled to speak to you all today about bringing joy to your heart. Bringing joy to your heart is so important 365 days a year, but especially during this time. This time of year can be difficult for a lot of people. We are supposed to be merry, merry, and joyous, but for some, this time of year is a reminder of loss, hopelessness, and despair. The special essential oil blend that I am wearing today is called Heart Melody. It is my blend, and in a base of carrier oil with jojoba oil, I have blended lavender essential oil, geranium essential oil, and rose essential oil. I have applied it to my shoulders and to my solar plexus chakra to my third eye chakra. I am diffusing it. I'm totally immersed in my heart melody today. And prior to this call, and prior to all of our calls, I like to pull from a deck. I do readings from a deck dealing with crystals and special stones. And joyously, I pulled the card today for joy and gratitude. The crystals are kunzite and hiddenite. And let me just share a little bit of wisdom about kunzite and hiddenite are bringing to you the remembrance of your connection with Source and the celebration of infinite creation. Be grateful for your lessons, your life, and your creations. Give thanks to the universe for the opportunity to be a conscious being who is able to learn and grow and change. Celebrate the joy of being a spark of the divine's light on earth. Share this joy and thanksgiving with others, and soon the entire human race will be raised up to a new level of understanding and love. Our first affirmation of today, my dears, is I give thanks joyfully for the gifts I receive. I give thanks joyfully for the gifts I receive. I give thanks joyfully for the gifts I receive. So let me share a little bit about how emotions embody themselves in our physical body temples. Our emotions have a direct effect on our physical well-being. And when we go through trauma, when we go through heartache, when we go through loss, repressed traumas can be stored in a body part and trigger dis-ease in our body temple and cause us to have imbalance between our body, mind, and spirit. So that synergy is thrown off when this happens. That traumatic, terrible experience, the moment we experience the trauma, that memory is stored in the emotional center of our brains, which is the limbic center. And if we don't heal that trauma, if we don't deal with these emotions, we will get caught up in a cycle of emotional triggers. That means that as we progress through our lives, through our daily lives, over the years, if we don't address these emotions and these cycles of emotional dis-ease in our spirit, any little thing, even a smell, an aroma, a person who may look like someone who actually caused the trauma, any little thing can cause us to have an emotional trigger, and that can lead to a depressed state of being in our body temple. These types of triggers, this type of emotional imbalance, may cause fractures in our mind, body, and spirit. Now, this does not mean that all is lost. I remember this story. This is also very important to me, and let me just share a story with you. My Nana, who is 99 years young, she will be 100 in April 2016. She always shares with me, she introduced the joy of life and essential oils to me when I was just 4 years old in her kitchen. But as I've grown up and as I've experienced life and love and heartache and joy and success, She has always shared with me the story of her mother, who would be my great-grandmother, who literally died of a broken heart. My great-grandmother Caroline was in a relationship with her husband who had betrayed her heart, who had broken her heart. And at a certain point, my great-grandmother Caroline took to her bed, and she never left her bed until she transitioned. She made sure that her two children were going to be taken care of, one of which is my Nana. But Nana always shares the story with me to remind me that whatever it is that I'm going through, I have to get out of it. I have to emotionally release all of that. Because literally, and now if you read some of our scientific journals and research studies, there's a study out of Sweden that was released in 2014, which confirms and affirms that people can die from a broken heart. Now, of course, there's a lot of medical technology that goes into that whole diagnosis. But just know, basically, when you are going through trauma and your heart aches, it literally is aching. So I'm here to help you to restore your heart balance, restore your love pulse, and to restore your vibrance so that you don't take to your bed, so that you don't just walk through life with despair and hopelessness, so that you don't continue to daily grieve that loss. I want to share with you how essential oils work their physical, emotional, and psychological wonders by interacting with our olfactory system, our olfactory nerves, and directly affecting the limbic system. This is why one of my words, to just add a little bit of levity at this point in our journey today, the word of the day is diffuse. So if you have a diffuser, if you have a humidifier, if you have a vaporizer, please, some of the oils that I'm going to be sharing with you, diffuse, diffuse, diffuse. Even I remember, again, in Nana's kitchen as she was preparing big holiday meals, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or just a family celebration of a birthday, she would always have a small saucepan filled with water on the back burner, and she would have cinnamon sticks in it, fresh orange peel, fresh cloves. She would have a little bit of rosemary, and she would continue burning that throughout the day and throughout the evening. And now I understand why she did it. When I was four, to a four-year-old mind, it just looked like, you know, a bunch of floaties and weeds in a pot that smelled good. But to my trained adult mind, I understand that she was bringing to our home and to our guests and family who came into our home, she was bringing calm, she was bringing relaxation, she was bringing clarity, and she was bringing a platform for release. So before I get to some of the oils that I want to share with you, some of the essential oils, I want to tie in and help you to understand that essential oils have been used for over 5,000 years, rooted in ancient Egyptology, and just over the years, aromatherapy is a science. So every time you uncap one of your essential oils and inhale, you are actually getting a therapeutic treatment, and you must treat these oils with the reverence of how they restore your mind, body, and spirit. So the first essential oil I'd like to speak about is cinnamon. Cinnamon in ancient Egyptian times was used to attract wealth and abundance, and restore low energy. And today we currently use cinnamon for a myriad of uses and benefits, but it's very important to know that cinnamon revitalizes memory, restores our energy levels, and it boosts our mood. When you smell cinnamon, you know, you might think of cinnamon rolls, you might think of sweet potato pie, you might think of anything, but cinnamon is one of those essential oils that when inhaled, it immediately makes you happy. Rose essential oil opens the heart to forgiveness and unconditional love. Rose essential oil applied at our wrists, on the insides of our feet, as a collar around our neck. If you think of applying a rose essential oil in a carrier oil, I like jojoba oil when I use rose. Rose is wonderful anti-aging for your skin, fine lines and wrinkles. So I just make it a whole treatment and treat myself. But rose essential oil in a carrier of jojoba oil applied around your neck as if you would be placing a choker or a pendant around your neck. It may help ease your anxiety, and it may also provide relief to insomnia, if you have insomnia. Insomnia is often related when we fall into a depression. One of our triggers, one of our symptoms of depression, depressed mood, is insomnia. We find it difficult to sleep, to turn off that mental that's going on so that we can relax. Another essential oil, peppermint essential oil, which happens to be my favorite, one of my favorite essential oils, and Karen, one of her favorite essential oils, and we've shared many funny stories and many heartfelt and uplifting stories about our use with peppermint essential oil. But peppermint essential oil must be blended in a carrier oil. For the body, I like grapeseed oil. Grapeseed oil is very healthy, and it also improves circulation and helps to get your muscles working. But peppermint essential oil eases anxiety and heartache. It boosts a depressed mood. It helps with stress, pain, which both emotional and physical, and it also helps to boost your memory. Geranium essential oil. Now, I love geranium essential oil, and I have blends with geranium essential oil that I use every day because, especially for we women, not only is it a hormone balance oil, but geranium erases traumas due to abandonment and unexpected loss. So geranium is a very, very important bridge between our emotional and physical health. Geranium also helps to ease anxiety and chronic grief. Lavender, of course, makes the list. Lavender essential oil creates a sense of security and grounding. It releases stress in the body. It helps to ease insomnia, anxiety, depression, and pain. So lavender is one of those essential oils that you want to have always in your home. Now I'd like to share some ancient Egyptian wisdom with you. The ancient Egyptians believed that if you don't clear the body and mind of negative influences, you won't progress in life. That's deep. Let me read that again. If you don't clear the body and mind of negative influences, you won't progress in life. The ancient Egyptians had a ritual. It was a cleansing the flesh and blood of what they believed were evil deities. It was a 3-day ritual using the essential oils of sandalwood, cassia, cedarwood, and cypress. I have researched this ritual. I have performed this ritual. And if you are interested in finding out more information about the cleansing ritual stemming from ancient Egyptian wisdom and practice, please contact me. You may email me at sistersage888@aol.com, or please feel free to give me a call at 702-219-0084. Grab your journals and your pens again, dear ones. I am going to share some recipes with you. So one of the things that I like to do, and I've been talking about diffusing essential oils all morning, but I, for my ambiance, for the environment in my home, I like to create a scent-sational, what I call a scent-sational sanctuary. And one of the combinations that I like to diffuse personally, cinnamon essential oil blended with wild orange, balsam fir, peppermint, and clove. It smells wonderful, especially during the holidays, but I like to diffuse that particular blend throughout the year, especially when I'm feeling a bit fatigued, if I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed emotionally, if my anxiety kicks in. One of the blends that I rely on to help to maintain my synergy is cinnamon, wild orange, balsam fir, peppermint, and clove. Another recipe that I'd like to share with you, it's real simple. It's a detoxing bath that has, in your bath, you combine 2 cups of Epsom salt with 10 drops of lavender essential oil and 7 drops of jasmine essential oil. I love detox baths with Epsom salts because not only does it detox everything from your muscles and your tissues, but it will then give back to you. The Epsom salts has magnesium sulfate, which is a crucial mineral to our well-being for both we women and men, and you can restore your magnesium balance by taking this detox bath. For migraine relief, if you are a migraine sufferer, again, in a carrier oil, and I would recommend grapeseed oil or fractionated coconut oil for this blend, you will combine peppermint, eucalyptus, and you can place that at your temples or on a cotton ball that you might, if you're a woman, you might want to insert the cotton balls in your bra, or just have them somewhere, even in your car, in the air filters, so that you can inhale, and that will provide you with migraine relief. Gratitude. This is the gratitude blend. 365 days a year of gratitude. What would our world look like if we were grateful, all of us grateful, 365 days a year? Now, this blend, you must use therapeutic-grade essential oils only. This means that you may ingest this blend in about 6 ounces of distilled room temperature water. You will combine lemon essential oil, wild orange essential oil, grapefruit essential oil, and peppermint essential oil in a glass or ceramic mug. Now, I'm deliberately withholding the specific drops of these oils because, again, if you are ingesting essential oils, you must work with someone like myself who is a certified aromatherapist. Essential oils have an effect on our energy fields, and they help to balance and raise our frequencies. So just remember that. This is not anything that you're just applying, slapping on your wrist or on your neck for a fragrance, all right? Essential oils, you are literally going to help to protect yourself from the environment and also raise your own frequency, which is very important. Another thing that I would be remiss if I did not mention is that when we are bringing joy to our heart, when we are healing heartache and a broken heart, we have to sleep. Any type of illness, we must restore our bodies, our nervous system, our limbic system, our endocrine system, everything. We must get enough restorative sleep. And by enough, I mean 7 to 8 hours a night. All right. Now, restorative sleep can ease depression, help you get a grip on your mood swings, and it just restores the important muscles and tissues, and you just have to get enough sleep. That's all I have to say on sleep. Sleep is very important. And it's also very important, too, to get enough exercise. So as we close this morning, our mantra for healing: you will begin to heal when you let go of past hurts. Forgive those who have wronged you and learn to forgive yourself for your mistakes. Thank you all, my dear soulful spirits, for joining us today. And let us know what you want to talk about in January. I kind of have in my mind what I'd like to speak about in January 2016, but let us hear from you. You can email me at sistersage888@aol.com. You can post comments on Facebook in The Spirit Within You. And Karen, do you have anything that you'd like to add before we close out our anniversary show?
Yes. I just wanted to say it's been an honor to do these shows with you. The information that you give out is just so priceless. And I want to give great thanks to the Creator for bringing us together, as yes. well as our listening audience that every month faithfully joins in and listens to us live and also goes back and listens to the archives. So we're grateful, and we know that 2016 is going to be amazing because we're claiming it as such.
Yes.
And so if any of you want to reach out to the Spirit Within You, you may do so by calling us at 702-658-2257. 702-658-2257. We're here Tuesdays to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you may visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com and check out our other Blog Talk radio shows, our events, classes, and workshops. And as my lovely co-host Monica states, namaste. Take
namaste
care.
Namaste, all. Thank you.